My guest is senior economist with the California Association of Realtors, Oscar Way. We're continuing the conversation, and we're going to move into the economy a little bit because in the prior segment, Oscar attributed higher interest rates to tax reform. And could you also add that, I don't know if the term is, if you'd use booming economy, but that also helped push interest rates higher?
Yeah, it's directly related. Now, the tax reform, I said yes, tax reform led to increase in interest rate, but it's sort of an indirect effect. Tax reform, people believe tax reform will lead to economic growth, further economic growth, and indeed it did. In the second quarter of this year and third quarter of this year, we're seeing some decent economic growth. So that economic growth rate is what prompted the Federal Reserve to pay attention to the inflation rate. Now, of course, everyone is aware that the Federal Reserve act on the inflation rate. If the inflation rate is within their price, within their target range, they probably won't do anything. But if it starts getting a little higher and higher, the Federal Reserve will put some increase in Fed funds rate, which it leads to some increase in interest rates.
Okay, so a little bit more of a chain explanation,
right,
that the tax reform resulted in second and third quarter economic growth, which then resulted in the higher interest rates.
That's right.
Now,
that's right.
What do you think about the economic growth and a trend? What do you think about the fourth quarter? Some people say the tax reform is only good for short term and maybe not be good for long term.
Well, the tax reform is, if you ask me strictly about just the fourth quarter, it's probably going to be decent. Now, the second quarter, we have a pretty decent rate, just to throw out some number, a 4.2% increase in the second quarter, and then a 3.5% in the third quarter. The 3.5% number is a preliminary number, so it probably will be adjusted. The fourth quarter number I looked at recently, the retail sales figure, it seems like we will have a decent fourth quarter. Now, Thanksgiving and holiday season is around the corner, so I think people will be able to spend money. And the reason why we expect a decent fourth quarter is also because if you look at the unemployment level, unemployment level is at a very, very low level. So people will spend money in the fourth quarter. But it's also true, like we just said, the fiscal stimulus or the tax reform is basically a fiscal stimulus. So you put some money into a system, you let it roll, but at the same time, it could be just a one-time fiscal push. So next year, 2019, the effect will not be as much. But we also should be a little concerned, and that's one of the uncertainty that I think a lot of people, somewhat unexpected, is we expected that there will be some trade tariff issue, but the U.S. and Chinese government kind of hold out on the trade tariff. We thought, as an economist, many economists believe that the trade tariff issue probably would have resolved by now, but it seems like it's going to linger on. So 2019, in economic growth-wise, it's probably not going to be as good as this year. And then the year after that, we'll probably see a further slowdown.
So earlier in the prior segment, we discussed the buyer-seller standoff. Now you're mentioning the China-American standoff on trade. I had heard some people say that China has more staying power. The president is president for life.
Yes.
They can play the long game and maybe not blink. Do you think that's true?
I probably would not think that would be true 6 months ago, but I believe that is true just based on the behavior that they're showing right now, and also the fact that, and it's very true, even if you take a look at about a couple weeks ago or 3 weeks ago when the Chinese government released some economic growth number on the economy, it's showing that it's slowing down. So they already know that the trade could be affecting, the trade tariff could be affecting their economic growth, but they're still holding up. They're still not budging in on as far as the negotiation. Now, there could be some negotiation going on based on you know, some of the recent tweets and some of the recent news that we have received from the White House, there could be some negotiation going on, but whether that is going to happen by the end of the year or it may take a few more months, who knows? So, yes, I think the Chinese government is playing a long game. Now, I think for the sake of economic growth for both sides and for the global economy, I hope that will be resolved very soon. But, of course, it's something that we may not have any control of.
Right, right. And so it's so complex. My guest, Oscar Wei, senior economist with the California Association of Realtors. So the prediction, these trade tariffs are a real wild card. And if they drag on, you're predicting 2019 might not be as good as second and third quarter great economic growth that we've seen in 2018. If they resolve themselves, then that might be a factor for the 2019 to continue strong economic growth.
Now, yes, I mean, even if there is, I might have made it sound more dramatic than it should have been. Even with a some uncertainty and also, you know, some trade tariff issue, even if 2019 is not going to be as great as 2018, 2019 is still going to be decent. When I say decent, it could be similar to 2017. It could be similar to 2016 as far as economic growth is concerned. And we do have, we still have unemployment rate and also economic growth, the job growth rate at a decent level. So the fundamentals are actually pretty good. But also, another thing that I mentioned earlier, interest rates. Interest rates, despite the fact that it is at 5% maybe next year, 5.25%, 5.5%, even with that level, Mark, you know, you've been in the business for a while. You know that in the past, if we go back to the 1990s, 5.25 and 5.5% is a very low number, right?
It was there for a long time. I mean, I started in 88. I mean, in the 80s, what were interest rates, 12, 14%?
I know. I mean, of course, the inflation issue was much more severe back then. So, I mean, 5.25, 5.5% to me is low, even when you compare it to what happened in 2006, 2005. I believe back then it was interest rate was 6% and 6.5%. So I think we still have a very decent level of interest rates.
And the overall picture, you had mentioned that we actually peaked in the median price somewhere around May or June of 2018, actually passed the peak. The prior peak of what, 2006-07? What would you, or 2005-06-07? What is that?
2007, I believe it's May 2007 was the peak price. So as a state level, we have passed that peak price. We still continue to grow on a year-over-year basis, but on a month-to-month basis, we actually dropped from that peak level. So it's still growing, and we believe in the upcoming year, now we're already seeing it. Prices have already softened up, still growing. In the first half of the of next year, we probably will see a little bit more growth, and then it might actually start showing some negative sign of slowing down. When I say negative sign, I'm not expecting a drop of 5% or so. Maybe just, you know,
right,
flat or a drop of 1% or 2% or so.
So people, you're not expecting what happened in 2006-2007 to reoccur?
Absolutely not. The reason why we shouldn't panic, even though we have a slowdown in the market, is because, you know, I said the fundamental is doing great. Interest rate is at a very decent level. But also, the buyers, they're not over-leveraging. Back in 2006 or 2007, we have buyers using very risky loans. Maybe 40% of first-time buyers putting down maybe about 5% down payment. Today, we have buyers putting down a little bit more. So all those over-leveraging, we're not seeing. Over-leveraging that happened in 2006 and 2007,
yes,
we're not seeing in 2018.
Well, speaking of over-leveraging, we're out of time.
Okay.
My guest has been Oscar Wei, Senior Economist, California Association of Realtors. Again, if you go to car.org, you don't have to be a licensed real estate agent. You want to find survey and reports, go to CAR.org, look for Industry 360. No relationship to CNN's, what's his show? Anderson Cooper's 360. Go to CAR.org, Industry 360, go to the market and data section, and then you'll find survey and reports. Oscar Way, always great talking to you. Let's speak to you in mid-2019 or the beginning and see how it goes.
Absolutely, and thank you for having me on your show.
You're so welcome. Mark Schneibman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll come back with the weekly Multiple Listing Sales Update.